Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, October 15th. After trading slightly higher overnight, backtracking from the China camp here on the U.S. Trade talks and that possible breakthrough on the Phase 1 deal has markets selling off between 5 and 7 cents across the board. We've got December corn down 4 cents, 393 and 3 quarters, about a nickel off a 98 and a half cent high. December wheat down 5 and 3 quarters, 505 and a quarter. December Kansas City wheat down 5 and a quarter at 420 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat down a nickel at 547. That's about 5 to 6 off the overnight highs. And November beans down 5 and a quarter cents at 935 and a quarter, about 7 cents off a 942 and a half overnight high. So the statement coming out of China was that they really can't see doing the $40 to $50 billion in purchases of U.S. ag products under the current tariff regime, looking for the U.S. to remove those tariffs before they start purchasing. I would imagine the U.S. is going to balk at that kind of request, assuming that China will just walk away from the table, as has happened before. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. So markets, again, kind of stalling out here last few days. USDA back on track this morning. We're going to have, and this afternoon, they're looking for corn to be 22% harvested, well behind the 35% average. And in soybeans, they're looking for 25% harvested, about half of the average, 49%. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.